Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Heidi ho, everyone. My name's Mr. Fruit, and welcome back to the GG Over Easy podcast, episode 27. In today's video, freaking podcast, I should be better at this. God, this is always so much pressure. We start with some interesting notes.
On coronavirus.
We got to talk on the coronavirus.
Yeah, got to get it in.
It kind of just accidentally happened, but then we
talked about it a little bit already.
And then a great ad read, yeah, as always.
Talk about Pokemon.
Also talked about the Konami code very shortly, and yes, I think I butchered the code. Mm-hmm. So that's
you great. Did. That yeah. was very sad.
I was about to say it and fix myself, but it's like,
it's up, up, down, down, up, down.
No, left. I think it's left, right, left, right, up, up, down, down, B, A, start. I don't know. See, I probably said it wrong. Anyway, doesn't matter. We went there. We talked about Pokemon, but before that, we went on a lot of tangents. We tried to talk about Pokemon for a while, and then we finally talked about Pokemon.
And you had an accident.
Yeah, we got to keep it.
You had an accident.
Got to keep a surprise in there.
You had an accident.
If you know what I'm saying.
Mr. Fruit got an accident. Or Mr. Fruit had an accident? There you go. It can be that.
And then we answer some questions and stuff. It's the best podcast in the world. Rated 9 stars.
Gang, gang.
We're just moving up in the world. So about hope you guys 10. Enjoy this episode. Episode 27. We're hopping right into it because this time I'm not starting right after
saying Heidi-ho.
Uh-huh. The boo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo with Heidi-ho, because I already say at the beginning, we're not doubling down, but we are doubling down on the podcast because it's another week, another episode.
Another time where we upload it on time, kind of.
We consistent. Audio and video was on time.
It was a little late, normal. Then later. Oh, the video? That's my fault. That's my fault, I think.
Oh, the video? Well, yeah. I mean, it was still came out the same
day. Yeah, it came out Sunday.
It was like 2 hours.
Yeah, it came out Sunday.
It's not that big of a deal. Oh, the reason I actually had it done in a reasonable amount of time, but my internet, it was like, what's happening with Dropbox?
Oh.
For no reason. My upload is like, yeah, 800 megabytes. And then YouTube's like, 2 hours remaining. I'm like, what? Normally it should be like,
whoop. Did it used to do that?
No, it hasn't done it since. Just that thing. So I was like, great. And then I had to, what was it? I had to go do an errand or something. So I just had to schedule it for when I'd get back so I could finish it.
So your internet's getting throttled, you think? Or like your upload speed?
I mean, it's been fine since. I don't know. But Dropbox, though, I'm just...
That's got to be such a cool feeling when you upload a video and you just see the bar go, ooh.
Because it used to be like...
That's porn.
20-minute video? Yeah, seriously. 20-minute video. And it'd be like 1%. Like, upload will be done in 42 minutes. And then once it uploads, it says processing begun.
Yeah.
And then it has to process.
And then it gets 95%.
Uh-huh. But now it goes uploading. And then you just have to wait for the processing, mm-hmm, which doesn't take too long.
But just that seeing part, that I bar just go up, you're just like, oh.
Yeah, when I click upload, it's like done in like 23 seconds. I'm like, this is amazing. This is a miracle.
This is life.
But now it's broken, just like my immune system. I'm sick.
I'm sick. I should have asked you if you had a podcast mask.
You should have brought a coronavirus mask. You're done for, dude.
Yeah, we need to get updates on that, too.
You know, those don't actually protect you from it, but they do prevent you from getting other people from getting sick.
Wait, so if I'm wearing a mask and somebody with corona is standing over there, and they go,
they would literally have to sneeze on you. This mask doesn't help? So here's what happened. Here's how coronavirus is spread, okay? Mask isn't going to do anything to help you. That's number one.
I need a bubble.
The coronavirus is a viral transmission. So it's through droplets. So sorry for derailing this so quickly before the podcast starts. We still need to do a review.
We're on the rails right now.
Yeah.
So coronavirus transfers virally. It transfers through droplets. So that means if you touch something that like a coronavirus person sneezed on or they contaminated, and then like you touch your face, then congratulations, there's a high chance you have coronavirus. If they sneeze on you, or if you touch something they touched and they happen to have their corona on it, their corona lime, and then you touch your face, well, congratulations. So those masks don't do a whole lot.
I mean, you're kind of freaking me out.
That's why Budweiser's okay, because if you have a mask, you're safe from Budweiser.
Yeah.
But Corona,
yeah, the other way around. You can't.
Technically, the only thing that will protect you from coronavirus is like a full face mask, which you look very silly using.
A football helmet, okay.
Yeah.
With a mask in front of the football helmet, sure. Yeah. But I mean, if you are sick and you wear that mask, then you are helping other people from getting sick from you, because you'd be sneezing into your mask.
I wouldn't care. I'd go around.
Okay, so if you're listening to this and you have corona, please don't touch anything, and just kind of chill out. But thanks for watching and tuning in still.
Well, if we're starting, I guess, with the corona.
Yeah. I would love to see where the track is, too.
I think it was yesterday that the World Health Organization said for the first day since the outbreak, more new cases have developed outside of the epidemic center than where it started. So there were new cases outside of China than are appearing in China now.
Yes. I saw it was like 48 countries.
38 countries. Oh, 38. Right now.
And that's mostly Korea and Italy right now, because those are the ones with the biggest outbreaks.
Italy has
Korea just especially
quarantined 50,000 people. South Korea is almost entering a state of emergency.
Dude, it's crazy.
They're cracking down.
How much humans travel, I guess. From people who are in Wuhan and just went and then just all over the world. I just never think that.
I keep telling Claire, when are we booking the tickets to Greenland? Let's go.
We need to book those now.
I played enough Plague Inc., man. I'm just saying. So you got to watch out for that. It's even so bad that the LCK, League of Legends Korea Championship Series, all their games held in their stadium, they're not allowing any viewers to attend. So it's just empty stadiums now while they play, stuff like that.
That's kind of cool though.
What's that drone footage from Wuhan or whatever, where you go and just,
no,
it looks like an empty city.
Really?
No one in the streets, no cars, nothing happening. It's just dead.
That is so scary.
Yeah. Everyone's inside. It's spoopy.
I saw that Japan, they closed all their public schools to mid-April.
Everyone's yes.
The kids are yeah.
Great, dude.
As on they, Pokemon Day, too. Good
as
for
if
them.
They weren't cracked enough at stuff, dude. Now they're just going to double down. We're going to be so good at league.
They just get the game.
Yeah. Zachary right now is about to go in a hyperbolic time chamber, dude.
Dang. Could you imagine in the United States if they had closed public schools for a month?
Well, who knows? Might be coming our way. Who knows?
How many confirmed cases are there in the United States? Do we know?
The U.S.? I don't know. Death toll, so the infection rate to death toll, it has a higher percentage of death toll than flu and SARS and stuff, but it's just not as widespread. Technically, the flu kills more people a year.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Technically, the flu transmits even easier, but it also has a far less...
I just hate being sick.
Technically, when you think about it, the flu and corona are essentially in the same basket. It's just the corona right now, and I think it's mostly because we are in the quarantine state and we haven't really come to the conclusion of how to treat it properly. It has a higher death rate.
Coronavirus updates. Okay. Italy reports 650 cases and 17 deaths. In the last 24 hours, it's spiked by more than 50% new cases, where it stands at 650 plus right now, adding that 17 people have died. More than 400 of the cases are in the hard hit Lombardy region, where some towns are under a lockdown. Nearly 250 people infected are in hospitals, 56 in intensive care. But as far as total numbers...
Okay, I kind of have a stupid question.
As of Thursday morning, there were more than 3,474 cases in 44 countries outside of China.
Jeez, man. So here's my question, and like I don't want you guys to yell at me. Like, if you is there a cure? Like, do we know? Like, if like you just get you're better now. Like,
there's no cure for cold. There's no cure for flu.
No, but when I get that. So like you just get it and then you don't have it anymore, right? So like,
from what I understand, it's really up to your immune system if you're gonna fight it or not.
That's why, again, this is just like the flu.
The flu, let's think about
I'd
this.
Kick Corona's kills, ass.
The flu kills 500,000 people a year. We don't think about that at all because, oh, it's the flu. We're just used to it. The flu kills 500,000 people a year, and it does the same thing the coronavirus does, right? It targets people because it wants to spread. But if you have a weak immune system or you like have, but if you have a very weak immune system already, then you don't, it's going
to
be
like
harder
proper
for you.
Access to like a hospital or something like that.
They have proper access to like, you know, like probably like food and water and stuff like that. Then the flu is going, it's your chance of fighting it goes down. But in,
You don't get a cure. It's like you just have it and then you have to like fight it and then you just don't have it anymore.
But in our modern society, the only people who naturally have weak immune systems, unless you have like, you know, like a disease that attacks your immune system, are elderly and very young children, which are just about all the people who have been fatalities from.
Does that include mental age? Because then I'm done.
No, Mr. Fruit, you're doing fantastic. Keep it up, you guys. Okay.
So, like, are they looking for a corona shot, like, or like a flu shot? Like, is that what we're trying to go towards?
The difference with flu. We know enough that we can help try and prevent. We have like the flu vaccine,
mm-hmm.
or the flu shot, rather.
Mm-hmm.
So the answer is yes. They're trying to make a flu shot essentially for the virus.
Okay.
But I just read, interestingly enough, in another new development. Japanese health officials say a woman who had recovered from COVID-19, coronavirus, and was released from care has been found to have the virus again.
God.
That would suck. Like, I'm past it. And we're back.
Well, the sucky part about that specific case is she's a tour guide. So she is literally always around people.
Oh, was she?
Yeah.
Yeah, that does suck.
So she, of all people, would be one of the ones to get reinfected, which is shout out hermits. We don't have to go outside, eat shit outside world.
When they confirm a case, okay, say, oh my gosh, we have one confirmed case. Okay. When that person is healthy, do they unconfirm that case? You know what I mean?
They'll put it in the list of people who have recovered.
Okay. They just don't take it away from
that person
cases.
Is still part of the cases that have been reported.
Okay. I know that now. When did we like figure out what the flu was? When the flu happened, were people like, holy shit, this is crazy. Like, we got to figure out what we're doing about this.
I don't know. When
like,
did the
like,
flu?
In like the 20s? I'm going to look it up.
I can't find a total number right now.
What I wanted to see was the Reddit comparison and like where, because how long ago was that episode where we like really kind of broke down the coronavirus and you read over that list?
I'd have to find it. I don't think it's on track anymore.
Oh, is it too high or
too high?
Oh, okay,
it's still been growing, but
mm-hmm. but not at that like.
It was correct for a little while, but I think right now it's
kind of fallen off.
It's lower,
yeah.
And I assume too, what that formula might not have taken into account was measures people would take, or that might have been a variable they didn't account for, couldn't account for was how. World Health Organization and different countries were going to start counteracting the virus or trying to reduce the spreading. Okay, apparently there are 82,785 cases and 2,817 deaths currently.
Wow. 82,000 people have coronavirus. And this happened, started about a month and a half ago, if that, sometime in like mid-December. Or no, it's been longer than that, or has it? I don't know. God, it's just gone by so fast. Time flies when you're having fun.
Uh-huh.
Having corona.
Oh, okay. Here's the list. So what's
my dad always said.
What's today?
Today is Pokemon Day, the 27th. You should know this.
Okay, so yeah, this one's way off. So it only went to the 21st of February, and it said by then there would be 57 million cases.
Could you fucking imagine?
And 1,178,000 deaths.
Could you imagine? Like, because the precautions people are taking now.
Wait, so what was that timetable?
Even near that.
So the original prediction model had on the 21st of this month, so 6 days ago, said there'd be 57 million cases and 1 million deaths. That, which is obviously far off.
That would be the end of the world. At that point, if it really got to there, I'd be like...
But the reason, and I think the variable they accounted for here and was going off of, was based off the fact that it started in China, obviously most populated place.
Uh-huh.
And if they weren't able to contain it, like if another Wuhan broke out in China.
And there would be a Wuhan and another Wuhan.
Yeah. In that case, I do think that's very possible just because of the sheer amount of people in China.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what it was accounting for. But then again, like I said, it can't account for how people would react, how governments would enact stuff, blah, 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 like completely, literally quarantining entire cities.
Yeah.
So I think they're definitely doing.
School is crazy.
Yeah, they're doing the right thing. I mean, better to be safe than sorry.
I would never want Corona. Hey, Corona, if you're watching this video, like, can you please, like, chill out?
Can you just, like, miss me with that?
And please dislike the video. We don't want your endorsement.
I'm going to be honest with you, Rob. Of all the people in this group that are probably chill from Corona if they were to get it, it would be you.
Why is that?
You're literally the healthiest of all of us.
No.
My immune system sucks.
No, yeah. I have a
No, you are. System. Fruit might be jacked, but he gets sick a lot, and my immune system has bag problems. Blue over here has autoimmune diseases that... I mean, they're not like, oh, I'm going to die from Corona, but like, I have fucking arthritis and shit, so...
Hey, I have thin hair,
all right? I'm going to
be
buddy.
Fucking bald, all right?
Corona hears that, it's like looking at... Yeah, just wait. Just wait, boy.
I'm taking that.
Yeah. So anyway, that was a nice start to this podcast.
I'm glad it's not as bad as it was predicted.
That's a depressing start. Make sure you skip the Corona part if you want to get to the fun parts of the podcast.
Blue. Why don't you pick up the podcast with a nice review of the podcast?
Oh,
that was good, Rob. Wow. I was really like, I'm not kidding you, dude. That was like popcorn reading when I was like, okay, Rob, this is what you're going to say before you say it. All right, here we go. And then I went for it.
Well, guys, since we are off the topic of the crippling existential dread of the world, we have a review from Like a Boss. Or
Like a Boss.
Read a review. Like a Boss.
He posted this on February 20, 2020. The 8.93 star podcast would be 9 stars, but unfortunately I had to take some points off due to the last 0.7 stars being infected with the coronavirus.
Oh.
May it rest in peace.
Yeah.
From laughs with Mr. Fruit and Blue to laughs at Rob, this podcast has it all. I made my dog listen to it once, and now it only responds to Apple or Olive. Overall, an entertaining podcast indeed. This has been your 9-star ad read.
Wait, did he say everyone laughs at me?
He said everyone laughing with Rob.
My therapist says otherwise. I'm like, I think everyone laughs at me, Doc. And he's like, no. He's like in the comment section.
Don't worry, I laugh at you. And I'm willing to tell that to you at your face.
Okay. Well, that's like, at least you're laughing, because like I take laughing as a good thing. If you're laughing, that means you have to be smiling to laugh, which is a nice thing. And if you're looking at me, pointing, laughing at me, hey, at least you're having a good time looking at me.
That's a good way to take it. Yeah, take it in stride. Like,
he's always smiling. Blue's always cracking a smile.
Oh, it's like mild, but it's there.
I'm kind of stuck like this.
Shut up.
I wish I could do that.
What?
The people that...
I
can't do it.
A ventriloquist.
No, but see, no, there's people who literally can keep their mouth closed and speak.
You know what's up?
Nope. Your lips literally, yeah.
No way. There are people that can do that? Dude, stop it. No. I'm asphyxiating it. Oh. Hey, guys, for the audio listeners out there, I'm currently choking Mr. Fruit with a belt because he's into this kind of thing. And it's hot and it's getting steamy on the video side. You may want to tune into this part.
There are people that can do that, though. Not important. Thank you for that review, Blue. Thank you for bringing this podcast up so I can bring it back down again.
Oh, to what?
Yay. Oh.
Press F to pay respects to... Left, right, right, up, down, BA start.
I was going to do the Hungry. Got the thing.
Oh, no, it's up, down, up, down, left, left. No,
way
no, no.
to pay. Oh, my.
Wait. Now, I'm pretty sure I was right. You're left, trying left, to pay- right, right, up, down, BA start.
Why are you trying to pay respects to the Konami code and you don't even know the Konami code?
The guy that made it passed. Now I'm guessing. I was like, oh, that's, is that right? Left, right? I can't. Does it? I think it might start left, right, left, it's right, my, up, up, down, down, BA.
No,
start.
Here is the Konami code. Left, right, up, down, BA start. That's my guess.
You're wrong.
Okay, well, I never played Konami games. What? Name me a good Konami game, please. One. Just one. Thank you.
Up, up, down, down, left, right, BA start. That was, I did, I had it backwards.
What game was that in?
It first appeared in Contra.
Oh, Contra is a good
where
game.
It allowed the player to obtain 30 free lives. That's where it came from.
Because Contra is a tough game.
But the
that's probably why that cheat code is so famous.
The creator, former Konami employee Kazuhisa Hashimoto, has died. Wait a second. Hashimoto.
We pay your
that's
respects.
The name of that disease I think I have. Hashimoto. That's an unfortunate last name.
What is your I disease so. You have?
It's that it's the problem with my lymph node.
I didn't know you had a problem with a lymph node.
Hashimoto's disease, yeah.
Oh.
I'm getting blood work again to see if it is that, but
I really am the healthiest here, man. I eat like fast food every night. I eat one meal a day.
Well, there's like that one lady who lived like past 100 and they're like, "What's your secret?" She's like, "I've smoked like 2 packs a day, eaten horribly, don't exercise, drink alcohol all the time." It's like,
I'm just trying to
lucky.
Die.
Yeah, like just get lucky. There's some people who live the healthiest and die early.
The oldest man just turned 112, which was very cool. And thank you for watching.
Bloggers.
Yep.
But so that was an unfortunate news headline to see yesterday. As of the time we're recording this.
Yeah.
As of the time it was a couple days ago. But that doesn't really matter. But see, we start out with a lull. And then we come back up, and then we lull, just like any good story.
And now we're about to hit it because
although,
guess...
Although, that's the opposite of how a good story goes. Normally, it escalates, de-escalates, escalates again at the end. You know, like a hero's journey?
Yeah, well...
They're going, training, well, learning, but then something tragic happens, and then they come back to fulfill their destiny.
See, but I think sometimes a good hero story is they start up, and then they go back down, and they stay down.
And then they're just... There's just always down. That's it. That's it.
They're down.
They actually just
and the villain wins. The dark side wins for this time. But oh, also
technically, it's just a matter of perspective.
Saw Star Wars again. Trash. It's once again even worse the second time. Just want you guys to know that.
Thank you. I'm surprised it's still in theaters.
Yeah, I was really surprised we were able to still get tickets for it. It was very weird.
Hey, Blue. What time is it?
Mean o'clock.
It's ad read time.
Hey,
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Who's That Podcast? It's GG Over Easy.
Wait, that's Zelda.
It's like
that's our screech.
It's like that meme of it looks just like Pikachu, and then it shows up, and then it's just overlaid like GG Over Easy. GG Over Easy. It's like, gotcha.
So, I'll edit in a cool little motion.
Oh, don't stop! You're gonna make this. Yeah, no. Today is technically Pokemon Day.
Congratulations, GT. You made it to another Pokemon Day.
Tonight,
I'm very happy for you guys.
Tonight, I am hoping to watch the remake on Netflix of Mewtwo Strikes Back.
Oh.
Is that out?
Yeah, it came out today.
Oh, it's on Netflix.
That, as well as Altered Carbon Season 2. I need to watch that, too.
What is that?
What?
Is that Pokemon?
No.
Altered Carbon.
It's just a Netflix show.
Oh, that was Pokemon. I was like, what is
that? Pretty sick.
A new league?
Yeah, it's pretty dope. It's like cyberpunk. And apparently this new season's even heavier in the cyberpunk. Just get me in the mood for, you guessed it,
cyberpunk?
Cyberpunk.
Wow.
Oh my God, wow. We actually got it.
You guys are like cyberpunk people because you have mind reading.
Do we play video games?
Nope. I have a robot arm though.
I do play video games. Actually, I was noticing.
You guys only play Pokemon.
I was noticing that. I just can't play video games as much as I used to. Not even that I don't want to. It's just like when I sit down to play, 2 hours feels like what used to be like a whole night of gaming.
It's true.
Even if I'm enjoying it, I don't know. I'll sit there and I'll look at it. It's only been 2 hours. I don't know what
it's
it is.
It's been a couple months, but I'm happy to say, okay, boomer.
Maybe.
I'm
kind of
with
you,
man. Like, if I'm like, I can't play like a Skyrim or something like I have to sink my teeth into because I only can go like 2 hours before I'm like, whoo.
Even if I'm having fun, it's bizarre. There's some games that are contrary, and usually it has to be like day one hype kind of thing.
Pokemon?
Or like I'm grinding raid.
Yeah,
like where you Pokemon, do like a 10-hour stream.
Yeah, like Pokemon day one, getting through that, or like Destiny expansion, a lot of it, like get through that, but then I don't know.
I feel like it's more of a motivation issue because I'm the same way, but it's because I'm not crazy into the game I'm playing. Like a lot of the time I'm only playing games because there's nothing else to play. With most of the games I'm playing right now, there's really nothing else to play. So I'm just kind of, and I'll play like an hour or two before I'm like, I'm gonna take a break. I'm gonna go, you know what? I'm gonna get myself a snacky. And then I come back and some
Dunkaroos.
Those are unhealthy. I can't eat
this
those.
This kind of leads into a story I wanted to tell on the podcast.
But I still want them.
Cause I said I had that story. So yesterday I was buying a car, and one of the questions is like, "Who's your
employer?" Congrats!
Thank you. They were like, "Well, who's your employer?" So I was like, "Amazon," because like I don't want to. You can't say Twitch because like it's like owned by Amazon, and that's where like my normal primary income
technically
is from.
You could say Twitch.
Yeah, but like
that's not as cool.
Yeah, it sounds cooler when I say Jeff Bezos is my boss.
Amazon, you know? LLC.
Like, yeah. So we get on the topic. He goes like, "So what's like your job there? You like work in the warehouse?" Like, and I was like,
"I'm Bezos' right hand."
I was like, "Fuck." I play like video games online, and like I'm a Twitch streamer. And he goes, "What, my son? Like, you play Fortnite?" And I was like,
"Oh
yeah,
no!"
That's the first thing he had. And he's a really nice guy, dude. David, you're a really nice guy.
Well, he was until he said that.
And he was like, "Oh, my son, like, you plays Fortnite?" And I was like, "No." He's like, "What do you play?" And he's like, "What's the last game you played on stream?" And I was like, "The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time. And he goes, "Oh, like, is that like newer?" And I was like, "No, it came out like 22 years ago." And he's like,
you could have like flipped it around and been like, "No, so like I'm a retro broadcaster. I play like a bunch of old games."
I just said
like
I
really
just,
bring in the
I was like, I just play
you know
like,
Pong? I love Pong.
I was like, I just play like whatever is on there. So and then I go in this morning to trade my car and he's like, "Oh, can you write down your name? Like, I'll tell my son about you."
Oh God.
So, yeah, dude. So like I get there and I'm like, I'm kind of hoping David's not there, but
David wouldn't miss that for the life.
But he's there.
He was a super cool dude, great guy, great car salesman, and
you know he's listening. That's why.
Yeah. So, so he's like, "Oh, I showed you like my son like your page," and he's like, "Wow, you have like 119 followers." He's like, "My son was like, that's so cool," and then my son watched what you played, and he's like, "What is this?" Like, he's like, "My son didn't understand like what you were playing." And I was like, "Oh, that's because like it probably came out when your son wasn't even born." Like,
yeah, probably.
So it's yeah, funny, that was just my story that a Fortnite Zoomer didn't know what I was playing.
Same thing happened to you.
You got caught in the wild?
Jeff Bezos.
Not caught like that, but the same idea. So the first year and like probably like the only year I actually went to Pack South, when I met Fruit, Fruit would take us to the TCG section of all, you know, the board games. And that was back when they actually had Pokemon events at PAX South.
Feels bad, dude.
They don't have
they don't anymore at Pippa Hands.
No, because they're boners.
So I don't think I don't even think Fruit was there the day that we did this, because Fruit was out doing the grounds. And so like me and Claire.
No, I remember it was Jaguars playing the Pittsburgh Steelers in the playoffs.
You and Arios went to yeah.
You had to. And they won. That was tight.
Went to Hooters. Food was garbage.
But the game was awesome.
Yeah, the game was good. And then during that, they played Pokemon.
Yeah, so we went to go because the day before they did the pre-release tournament. So like you put a bunch of you open a couple packs, you open a starter deck, and you try to build a deck.
Oh, that's cool.
So we did that. We did that. I super rushed everybody with this super broken Heracross card. It was like, flip a coin. This card deals like super dick
flip
punch
coin,
damage.
Please. I win.
Yeah,
and it was dope. And but I had to borrow Fruit's creator badge because I lost my creator badge. So after the tournament is done, the dude who I just played, he's like the dad of these two kids. Mm-hmm. He's like, "Oh, I see you have a creator badge. What's your do Twitch or what's your channel name?"
Internal sound of you, boom. Boom.
And I'm just like, he's like, "Yeah, can you tell me the name of the channel?" I'm just like,
because you can't say Mr. Fruit like
video game donkey.
It's not but it's not like he would even know who I am.
Yeah,
so it's like,
that's how I always think about it too. It's like they're gonna look me up and they're gonna have no fuck idea who I
am. It's so funny because Claire is legit sitting right next to me. So when he's asked me this, I legit look over to Claire and she looks at me and she just like, "You really gonna do this right now?"
This is you, man.
She doesn't say it, she's saying it with her eyes. I'm just like, fuck. So I'm just like, I'll just write it down for you because it's kind of hard to say. So I write it down for him. Like, man, I really hope this dude doesn't watch.
Did you write it?
Yeah, I wrote it down. Wow. And I just like, yeah, I'll just write it down, and you can check out. Because back then, I was even more anxious than I am now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like, oh, what if someone hears? And I'm saying, but like, I'm not that important in the grand scheme.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you are.
So I just write it down.
wait, but you know what I mean.
Like,
yeah.
I'm not like ninja.
But it's not.
Like nobody.
Pokimane.
Yeah, exactly. So I just wrote it down and I was like, yeah, here you go. I just kind of play whatever I feel like. And he's like, oh, cool. I'll check it out, man.
Nothing ever came of it?
Nothing ever came. I mean, not that I know of. He probably saw my channel and he was like, wow, this dude swears a lot and plays a lot of Destiny. I don't want to watch this dude.
I'm good.
Well, that was back probably, what, D1?
That was like year... That was like...
Didn't you get recognized at like a food truck blue or something like that? Like they
probably,
recognized your voice?
Probably like around Rise of Iron. I love how we were going to talk about Pokemon, but now we've gone into
now we're talking about stands.
Classic.
This is my
I actually,
I mean, we'll get to it.
Someone actually did meet me in the wild, and shout out John, you're a cool dude.
John.
I don't even know if he watches anymore. John used to love our content. Okay. So it was the day that Fruit hit 200,000, or not the day, it was.
Oh, damn.
It was... So I'm trying to do the backstory here. So I had the 200,000K shirt, which was like the three of us, Illustrators Guardians.
That's a banger shirt.
And the first day I get the shirt back, I'm like, oh, this shirt is so tight. I'm going to wear it. Stupidest mistake I could ever make. Why would I wear my own stupid Dream Team shirt?
Guy agrees too, IRL.
You just fell over, but it's okay.
So I go to the, this is back when I'm in Austin. So I go to Stubbs Barbecue. Shout out people who love Stubbs Barbecue. I figure I'm gonna treat myself. It's just a classic downtown spot in Austin. And it's like in the middle of the day, so like nobody's at Stubbs. I'm like, oh, I'll go to Stubbs. I mean, it's like three or four. So I go to pick up from Stubbs, and this dude is like, he's going to pay his bill. He's like, Oh, Dream Team shirt. Oh, I just bought that and I got it like yesterday too. Do you like them? And I'm just like, oh fuck my Boom. Entire ass. You gotta be fucking kidding me.
This is right this now is prime at subs, Dream Team too.
He's only got 200,000 subs. Is this really that big of a deal? Like he's not even like I'm not even that well known. And he's just like, oh yeah, I love them. So I'm just
We used to be somebody, dude.
We used to be somebody, yeah. That's actually crazy back in the day. Like you had like 200,000 subs and you were like you were getting way more views than you had subs. Like that's how big Destiny was. It's nuts.
But you're still getting views. Hey, look at me. Hey, over here.
You're doing amazing. Oh God, Mr. Fruit, I don't mean it like that. I'm just saying.
It's okay.
We were like top 0.0001%.
Smash that like button to make Mr. Fruit happy.
Yeah. Anyways, this dude John's like, I can't really hide my voice. I'm like, yeah, I'm part of the Dream Team, Monka Shake. And he's like, oh, Blue Wesla, oh, you're so cool. He didn't even make a big deal of it. He was a really cool dude.
Yeah, that's a good experience.
My man.
And then he was like, oh, yeah, my kids watch you. And I go, and I see his kids, and they're like these, like, 6 and 7 year olds. I'm like, oh my God, what influence are we making on these kids?
To be fair, though,
that's when constantly. I used to censor it.
That is when he did censor.
Then I drove crazy.
Sorry. I try.
But yeah, he was super cool.
Freaking poop. And then, just doesn't have the same tone. When I say like, man, what the freak? I just can't.
It's just
like,
not what the freak. It's not the
when
same.
When you put an emphasis, what the freak?
Well, even that, like, God, man, what the freak? Like, that doesn't, I still have it in me, you know? Like, let me get it out.
What the fudge? Nah. See, that works for me.
What the fudge, man?
Yeah, like, maybe you just learned to scat instead of.
It's like, oh, wow.
Rob's angry. You just sound like the wah 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 wah
it's
wah.
It's like,
wah,
why
wah.
Is Rob's mic muted? Skip it a boop, and they're like, oh, okay.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Well, shout out to John.
Yeah.
And it's okay out. Now because his kids probably like watch Fortnite. They don't even watch us, so it's fine.
Shout out to kids. His
they
kids
probably saw the couple lost. Fortnite videos we did, and they're like, yeah. And then when I never did more, and they're
luckiest,
like, ah, forget it.
Luckiest loot ever.
Forget about them.
All right. So back to our Pokemon. We got a little off track.
Pokemon. There.
This is a very important day for you two. You guys, this is what? Probably
Wait.
Your...
I have a little story that definitely takes precedent over Pokemon Day real quick.
Okay, we'll get to Pokemon. We swear we'll get back to you.
We're
going to
get there
any
second now. Okay, hear me out here. I want to bring this up just because we've talked about it before on the podcast. And I thought it was pretty funny when it happened. I pooped my pants.
Shut up. No way.
You pooped your pants as an adult?
I actually pooped my
pants.
Now
I'm back and interested.
Congrats.
Have I told my poop pants story?
I think so on the podcast.
On Buffalo Wild Wings?
Oh, maybe not that recent.
Oh, that's a long time ago, but go ahead. Oh. You actually, like, okay, I'm okay. I'll ask questions later.
Dude, big congrats.
Thank you. It actually happened. I was sitting over there, as I do when I work, and I'm just sit there chilling. Straight. I don't feel like I have to poop.
Oh my God.
Nothing, dude. I just got a little fart coming.
Oh, so you sharted.
Oh no, it's one of those.
So I'm like, all right. It just, and immediately I go, wait.
Wait.
Like it wasn't like a, it was like a, and I was like, wait.
But then
I had to fart again.
Don't tell me.
I had to fart again.
No!
And then, it, like, Stop. Immediately, it was like a rapid fire. I was like, and I just immediately go.
Stop.
I'm literally sitting there. I, like, stop what I'm doing. I just sit there like, I think I just pooped myself. And sure enough, I stand up.
You pooped yourself twice.
Well, I stand up. And sure enough, like, there's, I feel something. It ain't right. So I immediately just run to the bathroom, take my pants off. Hop in the shower. I'm like, I just soiled myself. Now, first off, here's the thing.
You need to wipe those off. First?
Well, no, I took my pants off, went on the toilet, and I had hot liquid soup coming out of my butt.
Oh, my God.
Dude, like,
for
like, for real? Like, yes,
for like
I get that.
15 minutes.
No fucking shit. No pun intended.
You know, there's a lot of it. And,
my God.
And the worst part, too, is like it literally felt like someone dipped my butthole
in
the bomb. It felt like my butthole was
please
dipped
stop.
In the bomb.
What did you
stop.
Eat?
Please
I don't know.
Please.
Like
you don't remember what you ate after that or before that.
It was nothing crazy. Like it was pretty normal.
Oh my god.
And so when I like looked at my pants, it was almost like nothing. It was like a little streak.
I agree. Blue Westlow. Yes. I agree.
Bent over backwards on that one.
I agree.
It was what it looked like, a little streak. But like,
I want you to stop.
Something came out.
That's and so I great. Just,
I couldn't believe it. I was like, I pooped my pants.
Oh god.
Well, no, that's not pooping your pants.
Technically, I pooped in my pants.
No,
not like,
that's poop. No, that's
yes,
poop.
Yeah. Okay. See.
Not like a full log, okay, but
that's yes, still I poop, that. Homie. That's
let
still
me tell
poop.
You my pooping the pants. Story.
Okay.
And like that's sharding. Like sharding is like you think you have to fart. See, I've almost sharded countless times, okay? But the thing about
but
sharding...
I fart all the time,
see,
bro.
But you got to be kind of like...
But now I'm worried. Yeah, my see, alert system's on because it felt like
I mean,
a
I've
normal
sharded,
fart.
I've sharded countless times in my life. So, like, when I you... Expect that. So, when you, like, I feel a fart coming, I'm always conscious about a shart because I always eat, like, shit. So, who knows what my poop is going to be like that day. So, like, I always kind of, like...
That's not healthy.
So, I always kind of go, like, the push. But then, like, I know how it feels. And then, like, if it's a shart, I'm like... Swoop. Like it's like push. Oh no! It's like one of those. It's like all right, like, yeah, okay. Slowly. I can get some of the
why
fart
am I
out.
Part
then,
of
nope,
podcast.
Stop it. All right, but okay.
Is this really what I signed up for?
Okay, so yeah. This
especially the viewers.
So this poop in my pants. So I was like 16.
This is the most depressing.
No,
podcast,
I was 17.
Honestly, we start off with Corona, and now we're literally just talking about shitting ourselves.
So it was my senior year of high school, no, senior God. Junior, and. Me and the boys, we're going to Buffalo Wild Wings.
B-dubs,
let's do
I'm
it.
I'm listening to a story about Rob shitting himself.
And I and went ham on some Buffalo Wings, bro. And let me tell you, I had some of the very hots, the buffaloes, the dry ones. We had it all going.
I want Buffalo
because it was like a UFC though. Fight or something. Like, so,
I'm going to B-dubs tonight.
Oh, are you?
I was supposed to eat healthy, but screw it. I'm going to B-dubs.
I'll go with you. We
no, I'm going.
Okay, we're going. And then I'm gonna poop my
and
pants.
We're gonna poop our pants, yeah.
Oh, the timing, that would have been okay. Hilarious. So we're eating B-dubs and then we leave about an hour and a half later. And like as soon as I sit in the car and I hear boom, and I'm like
boom.
And I told you guys, I don't poop in public places. Like never.
The thing that is, I totally know that sound. It's literally like an audible sound.
Yes. It ooh, yeah. Like
your stomach's like, bro, and like, it's about to go down.
Yeah.
Here.
And like, I'm at the Buffalo Wild Wings by Park Meadows, you know, the way out there. So it's like, I got a trek in front of me. Like,
you're in
I
boondocks.
Like, I got like 20, 25 minutes ahead of me here. So the whole time,
someone right now is like looking that up and then they're like, okay, 20, 25 minutes in a car. How far could you?
So, like, I'm literally sitting there, like, super uncomfortable. Bangers are going. Everyone's having a good time. And I'm not trying to, like, dampen the mood to be like, oh, my God. Like, I'm going to...
Every
like,
pothole.
I'm going to have to go, like, to the bathroom. So, we get to Gibbs's house. I'm with Gibbs.
Right.
And I say...
Wait a minute. I've heard the story before.
Yeah, I think you have. Yeah, because then you went to Gibbs' house. Yeah.
Have I told
and
this
then you're
the
on
podcast?
Your way. And then you... Yeah, you have, actually.
I
and
think
then,
so.
And
oh,
and
then I wipe
you're
my
like,
ass in the field? With
and then
sprinkler?
Yeah, you had to wipe your ass in the field, and you just like you couldn't handle it. You got out of the car, and then immediately
see,
in the field, you just
see,
fucking
that's pooping
annihilated
your pants
it
because like I couldn't hold it, and I pooped
no, that's not
in my pants.
Okay,
that's not
I know
your
I pooped
pants
my pants
because
so...
you still went in the field.
No, I know I pooped my pants, dog. Like
okay,
no,
but fruit did
and, like,
too.
It was hang-
are
like,
you're literally
I have
poop-
to wash
pants
my pants.
Pooping your poop. Your pants pooping gatekeeping right now.
No, you didn't poop in your pants. This
you
is
sharded.
Pooping your pants.
I poop in my pants. You sharted.
You show your pants right now. Like,
bro,
this is pooping your pants.
See this?
Bro,
streak? Had, that's a shard.
Y'all both right? had shit in your pants as far as I'm concerned. So congrats, guys. I think you guys did amazing.
Hey, thank you.
Hey, poo poo pee pee.
Like this, what I'm saying is the line draws is when you have to wash it.
Were you editing?
I don't remember. But literally, it's just like, and then afterwards. Because here's the thing, I was commando. I like to go commando. It's free.
Poor shorts.
Oh
yeah.
God.
So, but then I was like, all right, I put on some underwear. I was like, we're going to protection. And then I put a towel on my seat. I didn't want to ruin the Herman Miller. So I was like, I don't know if this is gonna happen again, but I gotta protect myself.
Why not just not push? Like you don't have to. Like you're not like a baby. Like you don't have to push. You know that like.
No, I'm saying when I farted, it literally just felt like a fart, and then just, except it was like, And they're like,
but what I'm saying is just hold the fart in. You just, and then like every fart you have, you just get up and you go to the bathroom just in case. It's literally.
You don't know how much I fart, bro. That would be so much work.
Everybody farts.
Hey, I would get nothing done, dude.
Seven steps.
Until I open the door, then get in. Then I'd have to take everything. Then I'd have to sit down and be like, okay, nope. All right, back. And then I'd get halfway and be like, oh, got to fart again.
Let me just lay a towel down instead.
It's like my body's early warning system just failed me. They gave up, dude.
That is the funniest thing I've ever heard.
It's like someone had the Richter scale, but it failed to pick up any quake movement. And so they're just like, whoops, earthquake.
That is hilarious.
My Richter scale's broken. Or at least it was.
So you haven't pooped your pants in this podcast once yet?
In this podcast?
Yes. You haven't pooped your pants right now?
No.
That you know
that's of? That's the first time I've pooped my pants since ever. That fourth grade story or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Where I was sleeping. And same thing, except this time I thought I had to fart when I was sleeping. And it was, I don't know how I missed it. It was a full poop. And then I just wake up and it's, listen, it's not important.
So, but you know what won't make you shit your pants?
This app?
Yeah.
Oh, hey. My God. I love you guys. Ever tried to break a bad habit and felt like you're climbing Everest in flip-flops? Yeah, we've all been there too. But here's a breath of fresh air. Fume. It's not about giving up. It's about switching it up. Fume takes your bad habit and simply makes it better, healthier, and a whole lot more enjoyable. Fume is an innovative, award-winning flavored air device that just that. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses delicious flavors. I love how this thing looks. It's beautiful and real wood. The shape of it is so cool. And I look cool using it. So if you want to be like me and break your bad habit, start the year off right with the good habit by trying Fume.com/GG and getting the journey pack today. Fume is giving listeners of the show 10% off whenever they use the code GG to help make starting the good habit that much easier. So make sure you guys check it out in the description. Try Fume.com/GG. All right, Blue, all right, welcome back. No poo poo pee pee. All right, so when did you guys pee your pants the first time?
Multiple times as a baby.
Today's Pokemon Day. As of the time of this recording, we're actually going to talk about Pokemon. Rob wants to know everybody's top 10 Pokemon list because we'll talk about it later.
The top 10 Pokemon list, or top 100?
They came out with the official, they did a survey or whatever. For today, top 10 Pokemon.
I thought they did like top 100 though, like, and then they just
But they only showed top
10. Yeah.
And off the top of my head,
the top 10 list was okay. There were some I really disagreed with, and I will give you my opinion. But I'm also
I gotta say, I personally wasn't surprised by any of the top 10.
Really, none of them really came out. Especially, we'll just wait for the list here.
I'm working on it. They did show a new mythical Pokemon.
Yeah, they did. It was dope.
What is that? It's like a little gorilla.
It's the new song Zarude Dance Storm.
Karude mm-hmm. Sandstorm.
That's cool.
Where is the list?
Looks pretty cool.
I'm looking for it.
There's like, how do you not find it?
Pokemon's tweeted a lot today.
Well, it is today. I mean, it
is. Here we go. Here we go. Hey, yeah. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, the top 10 list.
I can tell us who we have at number 10.
So once again, this is the top 10 list as voted by everyone who wanted to go vote.
I didn't know about this.
Like you care.
Well,
I would have voted.
Follow Pokemon Twitter, buddy. Okay. So,
who'd you vote for, Steelix?
Steelix.
So yeah, whoever voted for this is just community driven or whatever.
Yeah.
We have at number 10, Gengar.
Well deserved.
You like to see that in top 10.
Well deserved. I think he is well. I think he should be higher, dude. Gengar is the first Pokemon ever shown on the TV show.
One of two.
But like the cooler of the two.
Hey.
He is a psychic. He just looks cool. I love him. Great guy. Always picked him in Pokemon Battle.
Number 9, Gardevoir. Which
people?
If I've learned anything from Dork's feed. I know why Gardevoir is number 9.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because, like, they think it's hot?
There is a lot of furry bait out there, I'll tell you that much.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That might explain some of these, actually. 8. I'm actually surprised it was this high. Rayquaza.
Absolutely well deserved. Dude, probably one of the coolest looking ones.
I feel like Rayquaza might have been a little higher.
Rayquaza's I think Rayquaza just is universally the most popular legendary.
He is the only legendary on that list, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Except for number one. Which I'm sure they'll induct as a legendary at this point.
Oh, I was like, what?
They should, but instead they decided to choose Charizard instead for some reason.
Number seven, Garchomp.
I didn't understand that one either, but then again, I'm not surprised. A stan like you guys.
Garchomp is just iconic because of Cynthia. And holy crap, did Cynthia rock your shit when you were a kid.
And like Garchomp was like her best Pokemon.
It's the dragon line of
I know who like yeah, but
Garchomp is just one of the most busted Pokemon in the history of Pokemon and
competitively too, right? Popular, like he was played
super popular and competitive, and he's just in the game. Cynthia rocked your shit, and Garchomp was the one who rocked your shit.
So, I think he looks Garchomp. Cool. He looks like a cool jet kind
of. He looks dope. Yeah,
he looks cool, but Pokemon. He wouldn't come near my top 10.
Number six, Sylveon.
Which one is that?
Oh, that's the fairy evolution of Eevee.
Yeah. If any of them surprised me, I guess it would be Sylveon. But even then, that one doesn't surprise me that much because Sylveon has just been really, really popular, especially over the past couple of years.
And I also feel like for some girls and stuff, like younger girls, I imagine they gravitate more towards, especially
they
people
always
love
did
Eevee,
with Eevee already.
And then you got the fairy type. So
all the girls love Eevee.
I mean not to say Eevee. Guys don't either, but I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. I imagine. That's what I thought. This one I was surprised by because I love it, but I didn't realize it was so universally loved, at least by the people who did the survey. Mm-hmm. Umbreon,
I agree.
Number five.
I agree.
Umbreon, I'm not surprised by personally because especially in the US, Umbreon has always been ridiculously popular.
Well, I think what happened with Umbreon, Umbreon and Espeon or
Espeon,
those were the first two evolutions that were the newest of Eevee, right?
Like, sick.
Yeah. So I think that's why it kind of holds because it was not Jolteon, Flareon, none of those.
And then,
it was like a newer one.
Umbreon has in general has just been like really ubiquitous through the anime and the games. Umbreon was a starter in Pokemon Coliseum. Like,
really? I didn't know that.
Dope.
Yeah, Umbreon and Espeon. But Umbreon's always just been super, super big popular. And then the next four on the list are pretty par the course, personally.
No, see, this is where it surprised me. Number four, Charizard, that didn't.
Yeah, that's whack. Wait, get him up there. He needs to be one. That's ridiculous.
Oh, you think he needs to be higher? Yes,
absolutely. I think he needs to be higher.
I'm a little jaded on the Charizard talk just because he gets so much special attention.
Yeah, as a casual Pokemon, I'm the casual here in this group, all right? You guys represent...
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. No doubt.
The GM Pokemon Masters. I'm a normie, all right? And when I think Pokemon, I think Charizard, you know? I'm sorry, I do. Like, that is who I think should be won, not only because in the anime, he was super cool, and he sided McToss in the Magmar in the video, and that's sick. That's a very good part because then Ash and Charizard learn to become one with each other even though they have disagreements, and they learn that through the show too. So there's a lot more that goes to Charizard than just a fucking cool ass dragon. Come on, he deserves to be one. I guess I'm in the minority here.
Well, I just want Pokemon to take note, nowhere on this list is Pikachu or Eevee. Okay, Jesus
Christ. Pikachu didn't even make top 30.
And two of Eevee's evolutions.
Like we're talking about like a tournament. Like, did he make top 30?
I will. After we finish the top 10, I do want to go over some interesting picks in the top 30 that will change the way we see Pokemon forever.
Number three.
Well, specifically for one group of people. But anyways, number three.
This one surprised me. Mimikyu.
Whack, dude. What the fuck is that?
This one did not surprise me personally.
How, Blue?
Because Mimikyu has continuously been... everywhere in the anime, everywhere in the games, gets its own like sick ass TCG cards, and in general the concept behind this Pokemon is just so sick, people gravitate toward it so much. It's Pikachu's
edgy.
Depressed cousin that is tight.
I don't get it. All I ever know of that Pokemon
Mimikyu's been everywhere.
Mimikyu is the one that grabs you in Smash. That's all I know about it. It like grabs you with a hand and throws you. Yeah. That's what it does. That's that Pokemon when I see
this
it.
One, This one just doesn't surprise me personally. And Mimikyu has just been super, super popular ever since they showed it off. Alola region in general has had a lot of Pokemon that have just like exploded popularity. And Mimikyu was probably the biggest one.
Number two, Lucario.
Probably the least surprising pick on this list.
Dude, whack.
You got more faith than me, I guess.
I don't get...
I guess I haven't kept up with the whippersnappers.
I just didn't think like the Lucario movie was even that good. Like the Lucario Pokemon movie, that was probably one of the first Pokemon movies I liked. And like that's why I'm like not really big into Lucario, and I didn't really like a Smash character at all either.
So. He's pretty cool. Watch Sue use him; he's pretty good with him. Although he's dropped him, but that's not the point.
Oh, let's not be that cool.
Pepe hands.
Now this one surprises me not at all.
This is the never mind. This is the least surprising one.
Yeah, Uno, most popular Pokemon, according to the survey. I don't know who they surveyed, but
pretty much everyone.
It was published by Pokemon, so a lot of people did it.
Greninja. Greninja.
Yep.
No surprises here.
Greninja. Nope.
Greninja has quickly, over the course of the past 5 years, just like become what is essentially the mascot to Pokemon next to Pikachu.
As I explained to Rob, it is the Zoomers Charizard.
Yeah,
times 10.
It's a zoo.
100%.
It's so take me the casual and make me 6 years younger.
Yeah, you'd be like, plus had a huge spot in the anime. Like a huge spot in the anime. They made an entire like
arc
exclusive form.
A whole form because he was so popular. They made a whole form.
Yep.
Ash is Greninja?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. He got Ash Greninja form. And they even put Ash Greninja in the game. That's how popular Greninja is.
What was the game he first...
If you played the demo.
What gen is he?
He's Gen 6.
And what's his starter?
Froakie,
which is also a 6 starter.
Which also probably plays into it a little bit. But
it's mainly because he's a ninja.
I guess.
Throws water shurikens. I have no idea. People really like him. Water Dark, too. I mean, it's a cool type.
Sick type. And his hidden ability is one of the most, probably the most OP of all the starters' hidden abilities. Protein.
All right. So we got Pokemon's top 10. I'm so interested in you guys' top 10 list.
Before we go into our top 10, because me and Fruit are probably not even going to have like a number top 10, let's go over like just real quickly.
Oh, yeah. You wanted to talk about
the top 30.
Yeah. I'm interested to hear about that.
So right out of the top 10 is Dragapult.
11? I don't know who that
He's
is.
Number 11. That was super dope because I didn't think Dragapult was going to get that high. But Dragapult, it's actually pretty interesting how popular Dragapult has gotten in a short amount of time.
I have no idea.
We got Tyranitar at number 12. At number 13, this changes the game. Bulbasaur was number 13.
So he's the number one, like, he's the highest starter.
Bulbasaur.
Bulbasaur, there was a lot of pride in Bulbasaur because he was the low-key pick. Well, Bulbasaur is the number 13 Pokemon. Bulbasaur is a normie pick now, boys. They've successfully changed the landscape. And you know what? If you're proud of it, you're proud of it.
They've successfully changed the landscape. If you pick
Bulbasaur, congratulations on now being a normie pick.
Ralph's not too far behind.
Squirtle is down the list. Although, to be fair, Charizard is number 4, so I'm not going to, like the facts are still facts. 14, we got Toxtricity, who just released this generation. 15, Lugia.
I know who that is.
One of the most classic legendaries of all time.
I didn't know Lugia was in the water. I was asking Christian about that the other day. I didn't know Lugia did water stuff.
Watch the movie, bro.
I've watched the movie, but I just didn't realize he was the water. I thought he was ice. Yes, I know, and then that's Articuno. Don't ask
me.
He's a little kid.
Lugia's not water type.
I thought he was wind. That's what I was really like, ice and wind.
He is flying.
Wind's not a type.
He's psychic flying.
It is a Temtem.
My kid world.
You're doing great. Anyways, number 16 is Rowlet. Rowlet, one of the most popular starters ever in such a short amount of time. 17, we got Aegislash. 18 is Chandelure. I was wrong.
Shut the fuck up. That Chandelure's stupid
tight.
Chandelure.
Chandelure is tight. Shut up.
He's kind of cool.
Number 19 is Pikachu. Pikachu did make top 20.
Chandelure got higher than Pikachu?
Chandelure is tight. Come on. Number 20 is Eevee. No surprises here. Eevee is highly popular as well as the Eeveelutions.
I can't believe that.
I'm surprised by this. Ridiculous. Number 21 is Luxray.
We like Luxray.
What is Luxray?
I didn't realize Luxray was so popular. He's a tight. He's one of the sickest designs for sure.
No idea that.
Number 22 is Decidueye, the evolution of Rowlet. Number 23 is Roark, the dark type that changes with the illusion ability. 24 is Lycanroc. 25 is Corviknight. 26 is Flygon. 27 is Hydreigon. 28 is Sceptile.
Wait, Hydreigon is the one with the three heads, right? I do.
Yeah, he's tight.
He is tight.
Number 29 is Blaziken. And number 30, one of the most popular internet meme picks made the list. Number 30 is Snom, the little ice boy.
Snom, what is that?
The cute little ice boy.
Oh, Snom is so cute, dude. I love Snom.
You guys like Snom more than you like Charmander. You guys like
No.
You guys, wait. I'm going to really break this down for you.
Charmander is one of my favorites
ever.
You
like Snom.
Also, first off, you act as if I voted. Like, this is my list, isn't it?
Better not be. All also, I'm saying is that Dragonite deserves to be in that top 30. That is unbelievable that he got snubbed.
Get destroyed.
Makes me sick.
Get destroyed.
He delivers mail, for God's sakes.
Yeah, I agree.
He's just a blue collar dude. Everyone forgets about him. That's why.
The fact Dragonite's not in the top 30 is a disgrace.
It is. But that's kind of tight now because it's a low key kind of pick.
That's true, Rob. He's not a normie here
now. Now you're a hipster, dude.
Yep. Now I'm fucking cool. Yep.
My boy Toxicroak and Croagunk got snuffed.
I'd be shocked if Croagunk got top 30.
See, but me and Fruit's favorites are already low key picks.
Which is unfortunate. People are just sleeping on him, dude. It's all.
That's the great part of Pokemon, though. Everyone's got a different favorite.
So they only went to 30. They didn't go to 100.
On the site, they only show the top 30, but then they also show the list of like the top 10 by region.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
But yeah, I mean,
because you don't have warmth on that banana.
That's because it doesn't go past 30.
No, like even if. All right, give me your top 10s. Okay, both your top 10. Okay, you're both your number 10s. Go.
Go blue first because he's prepared.
I can't give you like a number
you voted,
list.
You said. You said you voted.
He doesn't have an order.
I don't have like an order list, though. I could tell you. I could tell you like my top three, right? That's not hard. But I can't. Start there. Everything past top three, can't tell you that. That's too difficult.
Start there.
Okay, so. Favorites. So we'll start off with stuff that Rupp's familiar with. Zapdos is on my top 10 list. I love Zapdos. What my favorite?
Absolutely deserves to be on a top 10 list.
One of my favorites.
It's absolutely a shame he didn't make the top 30.
We also got Umbreon. I love Umbreon, so no surprises here.
Classic.
Yeah. Lugia also in my top 10. Lugia is the classic. We got Dragonite on my top 10. That's respectable. We got Dragonite on my top 10.
Absolutely.
He is incredible. Yep. I love Dragonite.
Me too.
Rowlet's on my top 10. Rowlet's one of my favorites. Also because I bred an unholy amount of them to get Dorka Shiny. It's not a big deal. Don't make it weird. and then Pidgeot. I love Pidgeot.
I
know a lot of
pick.
People are like, that's
that
basic pick. But I love Pidgeot. No. And specifically, I love Mega Pidgeot. One of the sickest designs I've ever seen in Pokemon. It looks dope.
Puts Temtem to shame.
Temtem wishes they could
make Mega
even remotely come close. All right, buddy. let's be honest here, buddy. Okay. And then this Pokemon has quickly become one of my favorites. Dragapult is on my top 10. I love Dragapult. He's one of the sickest Pokemon I've ever seen.
What does he look like? And I don't know who that is. Is he newer?
He's a dragon with a jet plane on his head, with the stealth bomber jet on his head.
Oh, okay.
Fruit, show him a picture of Dragapult.
I thought that was Garchomp.
Dragapult's the sickest. Dragapult is like cooler Garchomp, I'm going to be honest with you, Chief.
Okay.
The Ghost Dragon is tight. And then I can easily tell you my top three. So number three is Charmander.
Nice.
I love Charmander. I always have Charmander as one of my favorites. I like Charmander more than I like Charizard. I'm going to be honest with you.
That's okay.
Charmander is just when I was a kid, I would literally have a Charmander and never evolve it all the way to level 100.
That's
I'd bring
tight.
It to as many games as I could.
And then it's like starting to Charmander. Evolve, and you're like, beep, 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 beep,
beep. And then I would, when I played on the virtual console, when Red came out on the 3DS store, mm-hmm. Same thing, played through the game with Charmander, never rolled into Charizard. I love Charmander.
He's
I remember
also
watching
goated
the anime.
On the anime. Like when
he had like one of the saddest moments in the anime. That
Absolutely.
Shit made men
That
cry.
Sticks with me to this day,
That
bro.
Sticks with you. The you Charmander that got treated like shit. That's and then Ash up. Raised him to be a strong Charizard. That's a...
And he He's that's holding a little leaf, holding his little he's flame. His little flame, his flame goes out. He's gonna die. You leave that Pokemon out there. Cool.
That's what Charmander's top three, baby. Always top three.
I wouldn't have my heart right now at 25 if I didn't see that as a kid. That's true, Charmander, man. I wouldn't be in touch Charmander's with my emotions really? That's if right. I didn't see that.
Hey, Charmander taught men
Pokemon.
Yeah,
how to accept their emotions. Shout out Pokemon. Number two is Empoleon. He's a penguin. He's an armored penguin.
Yeah, what
is
yeah. I know that specifically because of you.
Yeah. Empoleon's tight. I love Empoleon. He hasn't gotten a whole lot of love from Pokemon.
But that's okay. But now he's low tight. Key.
And then my number one is always the most low key pick. And everyone's like, really? Why? And I'm just like, oh, Pippet Hands. It's Silvally. Silvally, I have literally have Word. Like three Silvally figures on my desk right now.
Is Silvally the one with the... With the three like kind of claws, and it has like the hair that goes back yeah. like that. Okay,
yeah, it's tight. I have yeah. like a
Silvally. I like that plush. One too. That one's cool.
Silvally plush.
Gen right two, right?
Gen seven.
Seven.
Oh, okay, then I don't know what that Pokemon is. I'm thinking of Sneevil or
Sneasel or Weavile.
Yeah, I think I'm Sneasel.
Something like that. I have a Silvally keychain. Silvally is my background on my iPhone.
Oh, I have no idea.
I love Silvally.
That's cool.
And yeah. Silvally's just Titus. He has like one. He also has one of the sickest backstories in Pokemon lore. And I just think he has like one of the coolest designs I've ever seen in Pokemon. And he's a super sick Pokemon. And Silvally's my favorite. So eat shit, Arceus mains.
Isn't Arceus like the god of Pokemon though?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
That was only his three.
Sometimes it'd be that way.
Well, no, he had like that whole kind of list going into it. I think that was about 10.
I went through the whole top 10.
Yeah.
I mean, I only numbered my top three because it's the only one. Yeah. That's the only one I could number.
And the number was like.
Well, I mean, I'm screwed here. I tried to look up an image so I could see all of them, but nothing's loading. So I'll definitely forget some.
Just do it off the top of your head. And
that's okay. Hey, Pokemon that are watching, if you guys are offended by Mr. Fruit's list, we'll make sure.
I probably forgot some.
Okay.
So I'll just try and name some. We got, in no particular order, Rowlet.
Mm-hmm. Rowlet would make your top 10. Yeah. Like
Rowlet's tight. Rowlet
would make my top 10. Arcanine.
Absolutely. Oh,
that's
great
a great pick. Great
absolutely,
pick.
Of course.
You'd be in mine. He would be in mine.
Krogunk.
Obviously.
Yeah, that's your
Krogunk
guy.
Would be my number one. Yeah. I can tell you that. Mm-hmm. Krogunk's my number one. He's my boy.
I even got him a shiny Krogunk like 2 years ago for his birthday. It was Paul.
Yeah, my man. So Krogunk. my boy Cramorant. You know it.
Dude. Who's
that? My boy Cramorant.
Which one is that one?
That's that derpy bird from Gen 8, dude.
Derpy bird.
Cheeto boy.
The part I love about Sword and Shield is there's so many good designs, and I can guarantee you at least one of Sword and Shield's designs has made it into someone's top 10 list.
I like
most
that.
People's top 10.
Yeah, there are good ones.
Cramorant is so cool.
Yeah,
Cramorant is up there. Tyranitar, of course.
Ooh, yeah.
T-Tar, my boy.
Classic.
Love me some T-Tar.
Real quick, no Typhlosion love out of you guys?
No.
Wow, Typhlosion would totally...
Cyndaquil totally actually used to be my favorite Pokemon back when I was a kid, but I don't know what happened. I just grew out of it. And I guess Cyndaquil line just wasn't it for me.
Oh, feels bad.
I say Blastoise.
Absolutely.
Ooh,
I respect
pick.
That.
Was that six? Something like that?
I can't be mad if you got like Venusaur, Blastoise, or Charizard. You know, it's like, I can't be mad at that.
I do want to kind of probably add Venusaur too.
Yeah.
It would either be Venusaur or Bulbasaur. Yeah. One of them.
Okay.
Although,
just the whole line, that's fine.
After Ultimate. Ivysaur with it.
Ivy.
Oh, definitely. Ivy. After my heart. What other ones? See, like
you got
if
three
I
more lists.
If I saw them, buddy. I would know. Bonsly.
Oh, I love Bonsly.
Yeah.
He's the primo baby. Of Sudowoodo.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sudowoodo.
Yeah, he's like me.
Sudowoodo. Yeah. He looks like a little bonsai tree.
Yeah.
What is that? Two more.
Two more.
Probably Umbreon.
Yeah, no legendaries on there. Just think about
Umbreon
that for a second.
Yeah, that's fine with me.
Okay.
So Umbreon, and that gives me one more, I guess.
You got one more, buddy. I believe in you.
If I look through, I'd probably find a few more that'd be like, ooh, I kind of like that one more.
Gengar?
That's a close contender.
Mm-hmm.
But I might have to say Pidgeot.
Wow.
Yes!
Bird Jesus.
Bird Jesus.
Yep.
Dude, love me some Mega Pidgeot. Just made me fall back in love with Pidgeot.
Yeah, Mega Pidgeot. So even though Pidgeot low key kind of sucks, doesn't matter.
So wait, so you said Pidgeot, right? That's the second one, right? No. Oh,
that's the last one. Pidgeotto's the second one.
The final one. Yep.
Pidgeotto.
Mega Pidgeot just takes that Pidgeot design to the next level, dude. Todd.
Yeah.
I think Christian just thought of one that he forgot.
Well, no, I'll show you Mega Pidgeot.
Oh.
Mega Pidgeot's so tight.
Is that kind of fair to have that on the top 10? Oh, that's
I mean,
sick.
It's still Pidgeot. Yeah.
That's super. It's like Super Saiyan, like Pidgeotto. Yeah.
Right? Or it's Pidgeotto. Tight.
That's sweet. Yes.
That's my boy.
That may my. That's in my top 10.
I retract that. That's definitely in there. I haven't really included Megas because there are definitely some dope Mega designs.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that would be my completely off the cuff. Top 10.
Those are good lists, boys. I'm proud of you. Good for you guys.
But
Rob, off the top of your head, your top 10?
Oh.
I don't even know if he could name 10.
I mean, this,
that
it's
aren't
just,
out of the 150.
It's just going to be one in Gen 2, and I'd be shocked if there's a Gen 3. Okay,
I do want to know at least like what your top 3 are.
My top 3. Okay, Dragonite would be one for sure.
Yeah.
I love Dragonite more than anything. I think he's so cute, and he had a job in the show. Like, I love that.
He's gonna be him with the male thing. He's in that new movie on Netflix.
Yeah, and I think he's just so I think his evolution is so weird. He goes from a Dratini.
Yeah, I still think that's a little whack.
I think that is so cool. I think it's just like so like starts from water and then he becomes a dragon. It's just so different and so sick. Two. I mean, I have to throw like Charizard in there. There's like my normie pick, you know. Like, I think I've always had a Charizard when I played Gen 1 Pokemon, Game Boy Advance, whatever. It was Charizard. I'd pick Charmander and that was it.
Normie.
Yeah, call me it, whatever you want. I don't care. Three? Ugh.
Three?
It'd probably have to be Gengar, honestly. I love Gengar. In the N64 version of the Pokemon Stadium, he was no matter what an auto include. He was so good. It was so versatile. He had like thunder. He had like thunder in that game. He had like psychic. He had like nightmare. And then he had like
he would need hypnosis.
And hypnosis. Yeah, he had hypnosis, nightmare. He had like thunderbolt or something like that. It was sick.
I don't know about thunder.
And then in the game when he'd get attacked, he'd go and then like his tongue, he'd go yeah, he'd do that with his tongue, and I thought that was so cool. And then four, Arcanine would probably be like somewhere in this list.
Gotta love my
boy. He'd for sure be in there. Ho-Ho would be in my top 10.
You can't even say the name right.
Ho-Ho.
Ho-Ho.
Ho-Ho. It's not Ho-Ho.
See, I always called him Ho-Ho.
It's not Santa.
Who else would I put on there? Palkia. I think Palkia is super cool.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You don't know like any of Gen 4.
No, but like I think he's just a really cool looking Pokemon. I love the pink. And then he's also like the time like person, right? Or like
he's
like,
what I think he's
like controls
space or time.
Something like that. And that's like super interesting. And I think he just looks really cool. And like I'd probably have to throw in just for like off base of design. I don't know anything about them. I just like love the look of them. Like Rayquaza. I think Rayquaza definitely needs to be in my top 10.
I'm surprised your list wasn't Charizard, Shiny Charizard, Mega Charizard X, Mega Charizard Y.
Alakazam. I love Alakazam.
Alakazam.
Yeah, Alakazam with like the little the spoons on the sides. He was super good too on Pokemon Battles or Pokemon Stadium. Okay, so now I got two more spots. I gotta throw in Articuno, I think. You know, I gotta show love to Articuno. I'm kind of normie here with all these legendary picks.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. Nine. Dude, I'm like running out of.
Steelix?
No, Steelix. No, Steelix is terrible. Steelix would be like on the bottom.
Oh,
tier.
Oh, you forgot. Chandelure, your favorite Pokemon.
That's.
Chandelure is tight.
That Pokemon is trash. They literally were like at a Pokemon meeting, like, hey guys, we need like one more Pokemon. Like, what do you guys think?
And so well, that's was the whole like, thing they do with ghost Pokemon is they like, they possess items.
Whatever. And then probably I'd post Cyndaquil in there. I think Cyndaquil's really cute. He's a really cute voice when he says Cyndaquil. Yeah, it's really cute. It sounds like all like nasally.
Oh, then you got to go with Scyther too.
Scyther!
Exactly.
And then I guess last we could just throw in like, I like Hunter. I think Hunter's really cool. One of my
Haunter?
Haunter, whatever. Hunter, Haunter.
Did you call Hunter? Did you call Haunter Hunter when you were
shut up? Yes, I did.
Oh, some God. Random
classmate of his.
I didn't see the A. Okay, come on. Yeah, but that I mean, those would probably be around my top 10. I mean, I would have to see a list and be like, ooh, ooh, ooh. And then like narrow it down to like 40. And then narrow that down 40 to 20. I'd have to do that.
That's a great list. Thank I think you. You did great.
I did. Thank you.
And you know who else did great?
Who?
Our viewers who sent us some questions.
Nice.
Yay.
I will state Patreons, I forgot this week. So blame me that Twitter gets to do what you guys get to do. I'm sorry. Blame me. I forgot. I normally wake up every Monday and then do it, but I forgot.
Enough of your excuses, Rob.
Sorry.
Okay. Because Calmeras has a question for us. What is the smell and or sound that immediately brings back memories of your childhood? You often find yourselves in situations where random smells or songs bring back specific memories. Quite an interesting topic to discuss, memory association with your senses. My answer would be yes. I can think of two distinct things. The odd thing is the smell. I can't pinpoint what it is. And sometimes, like...
Really?
I've only very rarely smelled it, and I don't know what it is. But it reminds me, growing up, my best friend's house in Florida, his name was Matthew.
Uh-huh.
His house had a very unique smell. It wasn't bad. Uh-huh. It was just a very unique smell. It was nice. And sometimes in the weirdest places, I'll catch a waft.
Uh-huh.
And immediately it feels like I'm like 7 again at his house.
That's so weird.
And I can like go back to us playing Melee.
Uh-huh.
Or playing Pokemon.
And you don't know what it is, though.
No, I can't.
Can you remember, like, the last time you smelled it, though? Like,
probably a year or two ago.
Like, do you remember where you kind of were? It was like...
But I can kind of remember. Because then I even go, like, what am I smelling right now? I need to figure out what this smell... But yeah. I can never figure it out.
That's interesting.
And then the song would be Enya. Pretty much any Enya song.
Who can
Because my mom, when we were younger, when she would cook... You would just blare that on the speakers we had. Just the whole Enya soundtrack. So anytime I hear Enya.
It's a party in the Miller house.
I just think right back to my mom cooking dinner. And we're like 6 or 7. She's making like Hamburger Helper.
Yeah.
But I can just.
So those two.
I go right back to that. Yeah.
Mine's a smell. You know the smell. So like, you know a hose, like a water hose. You know like the smell of a water hose as the water's coming out of it. You know like. Water hose, it smells like water from a hose. It smells and tastes different than traditional water. And I will say, Colorado hose water tastes better. It's weird. Like
we got some nice tap water.
I love water from the hose because it makes me feel like I'm a kid again. And it's 100 degrees out, and I'm literally just with a hose, just wah, and like I love.
Someone please Photoshop.
And
that.
It like literally smells like. It just has a weird kind of like fresh but not rubbery kind of water smell to it. I love it, and it brings me back to filling up water balloons and all that kind of stuff when I was a kid. A song that brings me back to my childhood, any of my dad's just 80s music or Beatles, any Zeppelin, Pink Floyd, anything like that when my dad was working in the garage, and I would just be like watching him, and he'd be like, hand me the screwdriver, and I'd hand him like a wrench, and he'd be like, thanks! Like... So anything like that, just the old classic rock, just makes me think of my dad. What about you, Blue?
Pretty much any single time I walk into a Mexican restaurant, I'm going to be honest with you.
Like I smell
the smell of like the flour on tortillas, carne asada in the back. God. Oh my God.
When I walk in there, I get childhood memories and I don't even have any.
I get a bonus.
Yeah, right. That's dude, Mexican food smells like home. It doesn't matter doesn't matter what race you are. Mexican food smells like
that movie like messed me up. Coco, because like I have a abuela and she's so nice. I love you, Fia. If you're watching this, you're probably not, but I love you.
Yeah, the smell of Mexican food in general just always brings me back to my childhood. I've grown up literally pounding down Mexican food, and I'm now in my 20s and I'm still pounding down Mexican food. And that's just
life, man.
You know what I would kill for right now, Blue?
Excellent. The tortillas,
that cheese sausage dip from Mitieras.
Oh, dude, that was good.
Uh-huh. Is that tight?
Yeah, that appetizer. Oh,
it's like
that was
it was basically It's basically like it's just basically just queso with like sausage in it.
It's some well so the cheese good. Specific like the way and it's stringy yeah, when it comes out.
It was like super fluffy
and it
like,
kind of has like some grease from the sausage, uh-huh. which sounds gross, but it was but still it has soft, great flavor, like it's smoky. It was, and then the great flour warm tortillas.
Oh, it was
put.
Oh, it was oh, great, dude. That place was awesome.
I taste it right now. Okay. Anyway.
Yeah. Do you have another one?
Between that and B-dubs, dude, I'm really like, I feel like Opera right now, waiting for food. Just.
Yeah, dude. I haven't eaten. What time is it? I haven't eaten in 22 hours.
Unknown Drag asks, this could be for all of us. It's up to you guys. Is there a game that we wish performed better on the channel that you guys could play more?
Paragon.
Well, the game would need to be alive.
Minecraft. Okay,
but if it
Minecraft.
Did better, then maybe it would still be alive.
Yeah, that's true.
Minecraft or CSGO. But we've never done or tried CSGO. So, and we're never going to try CSGO. So Minecraft or CSGO.
I've made like one or two videos.
Have you made a CSGO video?
A while ago.
Really? Yeah. I'll have to
Feel
look.
Feel free to look them up.
Okay.
One yeah. of them I just go around shooting a chicken or something.
Okay, yeah. So CSGO then. Minecraft and CSGO.
My list would be long. Pretty much if there's ever been a one-off video and you're like, oh, I wish you made more.
That.
Yeah, probably I feel the exact same way. Or a couple where like I keep posting every now and then, like Paladins I wish did better.
Cuphead, I wish did like...
Oh, well...
It did well, but like...
It did all right, but like, I don't know. If people would watch me just play that over and over and over again, honestly, that might be the only thing I'd do. Just play Cuphead over and over and over again.
Speedrun it.
Like, there's no game I feel the obligation to like speedrun or do anything mm-hmm. like that, but I would with Cuphead.
That'd be cool.
Such a good game.
Yeah.
I would agree with Blue though, Paragon.
Pippa hands.
I was literally just waiting for it to like full release.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just
never did.
It died.
Literally.
Battleborn. I mean, there's any of those games I love that just died. Battleborn.
Paladins? Yeah, I've been seeing you upload a little
yeah,
bit
I said
of Paladins.
Paladins
yeah.
yeah. God. Honestly, yeah. I'm trying to think like
Slime Rancher?
There's a big catalog. Yeah. Well, I wish like the first bit of the series did well.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd like kind of done everything I could when it was in early access.
Mm-hmm.
And I waited for a few updates and then no one came back. Like no one watched it. They're like, we want more. Mm-hmm. It was like, well, you got to watch it. Nobody
I like, I Don't Starve. I think I'd throw it on there too. I like when we play that cause it's fun, but we also really suck at
well,
it.
Well, that we would need more time. Like,
yeah. But I think like if we were alive for 20 something days and we had yeah. 8 videos of it, nobody would really watch it no. and they probably wouldn't like it. But I would love that.
I wish Apex would do a little bit better.
Yeah.
Because like the first ones for the season do a little bit well and then mm-hmm. they kind of dip
they
back
kinda
down.
They kind of like plateau.
Yeah. And I really enjoy that. Yeah, geez. For Honor.
Pokemon.
Pokemon. Literally like almost every game. Except for Call of Duty and Destiny. Those yeah. are the only ones that sometimes like gain
yeah.
momentum and Trouble in Terroristan,
thankfully. Oh, I love Terroristan. Yeah, I like Trouble in Terroristan.
Well, I like that one
yeah.
too. Well, that's why I'm
thankfully,
glad that's
yeah,
not
thankfully,
on the list.
Keep watching that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, thankfully, that's not on the list because it does well and we enjoy doing it. Yay.
Yeah, there are a lot.
Kingdom?
Oh, yeah. I do tons more to Kingdom.
Gotham City Imposters?
You know it, dude. But again, though, like, I don't know. I tried to not... I said Battleborn, but I tried to not put in games that are just dead anyway.
Yeah.
But I wish if I had some, like, a little more influence, I could actually keep a game alive that mm-hmm. I like. That'd be nice. Why doesn't Blue switch to Mr. Pibb? Asks, I'm not your babe.
God! It's him! He can never leave me alone, even when I'm not streaming!
What are you talking about? they
dude,
taste
I'm
the
not
same.
Your babe. He loves Mr. Pibb.
They taste
and
the same.
Even... Okay, they do not taste
they
the same,
don't.
Bucko.
I've Look, actually, yes. I have transferred over.
Wait, you, yeah,
I'm
I, yeah, you, he is Pibb. He has
I'm
a
Pibb.
Lot of Pibb. They taste
You're
the same.
Wrong.
I'm either. They
okay,
taste
well,
the same.
Well, here's the thing and my reasoning. I think it's the same reason why I drink Coke now. I used to love Pepsi. Growing up, that's all we had was Pepsi. So I just got over it. I got sick
God,
of it.
The worst.
And then
just
it's
the
too
worst.
Sweet. I like Coke now. Same way as I always had Dr. Pepper. That was my go-to for anything. And so I think I just tried Pibb and I was like, this actually isn't that bad. And I like it.
It's the same. It It literally tastes like I'm not Team Pib. Okay. I'm not Team Pib or Team Dr. Pepper. I'm the
next Fruit Summit.
The same.
We're doing a blind soda taste test.
Deal. I'm gonna say that's the same. Like it's just, I'm not gonna. You guys will have to be able to tell the difference. I for one won't be able to because I think they taste the fucking same. I'm just gonna be flipping a coin when I guess. But I think my soda palate is
for you. On point. We'll just purposely mess with you and put Dr. Pepper and Dr. Pepper, and next one like Pib and Pib. They're the same, dude.
I'm like the rat that has like the weird experiment.
We'll say it's
the,
like Coke and Pepsi. It's the same thing. You're like, dude.
I'm like the control group. That's crazy. Yeah. That's like taking the placebo that like has nothing going on with it.
We're just gonna scroll and stop somewhere.
Good luck.
Okay, Nick Clark asks, most iconic console of all time?
This is probably going to be, like, I don't know. I have, like, two. It's either the OG Xbox or the N64. N64 specifically because it made me love video games and, like, showed me my love for video games and how cool they can be. Xbox because it showed me... showed me the world of online video games and like where that can go. And like, that's basically become my life. So one of those two for me, I can't pick one or the other.
What would you say, Blue?
Probably PS2, man. PS2 is where everything started.
Yeah.
You'd pick
PS2 is like where it's either PS2 or you know what? No, it's N64. Wow. N64 is like,
that was my first like console, like Diddy Kong Racing, all that stuff.
N64 is where Nintendo in general just will always have my heart. I just can't.
Well, see, I'm thinking most iconic
fanboy
ever, like not personally.
I think for me personally, the N64 is the most. Because I say N64 because for like my generation, that's like the console that got all of us like really started on like home consoles, and it was through Nintendo. But I guess like most iconic overall would still definitely be PS2.
Yeah, I still put Xbox over it.
See, at one point I would say like, oh, SNES. But I remember, or even the NES. It was Claire when we were on holiday, and some guy had like a keychain or something with a NES controller. And she's like, what is that? I'm like, what?
Oh, it's
like just with like the classic rectangle, yeah. Right?
I was like, what do you mean? Like, what is that? It's like, that's the NES controller. Like, what do you mean?
The one that started it all.
And then I realized there's so many people that just don't understand it anymore or don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I thought that was the most iconic. But yeah. If Claire, who's not even like a non-gamer, like mm-hmm. she knows games.
Iconic has to break like cultural yeah. like barriers.
So I was like, I don't know. So I might have to say PS2.
Yeah.
Because I feel like Xbox One and PlayStation 1 did a lot, but I feel like PS2 is the one that really broke through everything.
I disagree, is because the Xbox had better online play. Like, you weren't...
Not many people were playing online.
I guess I'm...
Yeah, the original Xbox really wasn't even that popular in the grand scheme of things.
But see, when it came to PS3 versus 360, I would say 360 was more of a cultural phenomenon. But it wasn't as big as PS2.
Yeah,
because PS2 was just on a different level. PS2 was like when console gaming became mainstream.
Yeah, pretty crazy.
Yeah, we like.
We wouldn't have as many people buying consoles as we do today if it wasn't for PS2.
Consoles, dude. PC.
Oh, well, you know I was about to make that joke and say, yeah, PC.
Yeah, the most. Most influential console, my computer.
Yeah, thank you. So with that, that concludes the question segments and this episode of the podcast.
I had fun. We talked about poop.
Hey, that's what I'm here for. You know, I got to throw a curveball.
That's a good one.
We got poop.
I poop my pants.
Blue, where can people find you on the internet?
Hey, guys. You guys can find me everywhere at Blue Oslo.
You can find him at dragapult.com.
You can find me at twitch.tv/DragonKnight needs to be in the top 30. Come on.
That's come on, true. Bro.
And you can find me at Mr. Fruit, maybe.
Oh, Blue, did you also get Instagram followers last week? I forgot to ask.
I asked my stream last night, and they were like, you know, you have like 7,000 followers. And I was like, oh, shit. Nice.
Because when I checked, you had like 4K.
Hey.
Wait. Oh, what?
Yeah, you like busted up. I mean, last time I checked, which was like forever ago.
Hey, well, then check out my. No, I don't post. Don't. I'm just kidding.
Okay. Well, check mine out.
Dude.
So does Blue.
Wait, we have influence?
I need to start just posting Boomy on my Instagram. That's probably what I'm going to use it for.
See?
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.